A weak solidarity Brekkie team listener when we discovered, no more so, had our knowledge reinforced that the lowest of low paid workers are lowest of low paid because they are so ignorant. It's their own fault. And the filthiest rich of the filthy rich are so filthy rich because they are so knowledgeable, so aware. Highlighted this week by this hoo-ha about wages. The poorest of the poor thinking their wages should be at least keep up with inflation. The wise, filthiest rich, richest of knowing that would increase inflation, destroy the economy, force caring business out of caring business. Their wisdom shared or adopted by big supremo scuttle them more lash son, a.k.a. scummo, who echoed their concern that workers can't keep up with inflation if they keep up with inflation. Finally, we hope we may have discovered the cause of slow wages growth, which has so disturbed bosses and caring employers, their government, for so long, but unable to find a solution. Wages. Wages are a barrier to wages growth. Something that naive Socialist Party supremo and would-be big supremo Anthony Albanese just can't comprehend, as he reckons the lowest of the low paid should receive a wage rise in line with inflation. Otherwise, workers continue to fall further behind, he said, ignorant of the fact that this would cause the whole economy to fall behind. How naive to think that as the price of everything else rises, the price of labour should rise. The irresponsibility of suggesting workers should not fall behind inflation, which thankfully they have been for ages, therefore not selfishly hurting the economy, was underscored by two experts on these matters. The Lord Rupert of Wapping economic guru Terry Poucan, who warned Albanese's utter ineptitude, which was at first just extremely disturbing, has become outright dangerous. That's how serious it is. Thank goodness for Terry Poucan and his caring employer Lord Rupert. And the Nine Network, former Spencer Street Failfax True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review expert Phil Carry on Capitalism, called it a pay gaffe. He believed Elbo had realised what a massive gap it had been to call for wages to match inflation shortly after he said it. So when two deep-thinking, knowledgeable experts like Terry and Phil are so distressed, we know we're talking serious. Showing just how evil the evil unions are, how lazy and avaricious workers are, and how naive is Anthony Albanese. But all this has given me a brilliant idea to save the delicate flower that is the economy long term. See, workers have to go to the Fair Work True Blue Aussie, no longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It con mission, to beg for a pay rise, and everyone agrees 5.1% would destroy the economy. So let's establish a fair profits True Blue Aussie con mission where caring employers have to beg for a profits increase to ensure profits stay below 5.1%, else they too would destroy the economy. Brilliant, don't you think? Terry Phillip, what do you think of my brilliant idea? We asked our omniscient experts. When they had recovered enough to gasp a response, they said something like, utter ineptitude, a gaffe. Have you no concern for the shareholders, for the hard-working boardrooms? They spluttered, and I realised instantly my brilliant idea was quite stupid. And then I saw a headline that banks' profits are expected to hit $11 billion and realised immediately why poor caring employers can't afford to pay lazy, avaricious workers an extra dollar an hour. Scummo said he may have been a bit like a bulldozer. Well, we can agree with the dozer bit, but he will not be a bulldozer if re-elected because times have changed. How have they changed, Scummo? People don't want to vote for me. But bulldozer or not, he also said he always treated opponents and those who oppose his views with dignity and respect. I have great respect for the low-life, turncoat, miserable bastards. He displayed the Christian dear baby Jesus love that dominates his every action and thought, keeping in mind that in Scummo's version of religion, the richer you are means the more God blesses and loves you. The poorer, the more she, he unblesses and unloves you. Well, he in Scummo's religion. on which he promised he would attempt to bulldoze, or no, gently pass the freedom of religion bill that ran into a bit of a dead end during the last government, but would not include removing the freedom of religion to bulldoze, or no, gently point out their failings to gender non-conforming kids. These sinners must see the error of their ways, and people of religion must be protected from them. He highlighted the great role religion plays in modern society. Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle displayed his commitment to political balance by attacking the so-called teal candidates for opposing so-called moderate caring business class party pollies who have displayed their moderation by putting up with and supporting Barnacle and his lot all these years. Barnacle was so distressed because they would force the caring business class party to swing to the right. Barnacle, the lefty, to the right. And well, wouldn't we notice the difference? And haven't we enjoyed the moderate views and actions of Josh Friedem Icebergs and Dave Slammer the Palestinians? Well, Josh and Dave both know how evil the Palestinians are, selfishly wanting a homeland of their own. Worse, many wanting it back where it used to be. And Tim Wilback, the back capital son, who told the poorest of the poor they would suffer irreparably if we tax the rich. Tim of the Institute of Public Very, Very Private Affairs, a body whose moderation and common sense we have all come to appreciate. But the national security threat from these teal traitors got even worse, because then Barnacle chorused the Minister for Being Offensive and Train-Killing, Constable Peter Duffer, by informing us evil China is using a chain of, military bases to begin a process of, encircling True Blue Aussie to intimidate us. Both sides of politics have a role to play in order to protect our children, grandchildren, and, all future generations in how we deal with this. It will not be assisted by a Parliament of Independence. See those bloody independents, well, anyone who's not in either the caring business class, Hayseed and Sheepshit or socialist parties, doesn't give a damn about our children, grandchildren and all future generations. Well, they claim they do by suggesting climate change will hurt our children, grandchildren and all future generations, but Barnacle knows the greatest danger from climate change is these untrue blue Aussies trying to stop it. His record on fossils shows his deep concern for our children, grandchildren and all future generations. And thanks to Barnacle and that lot's policies on climate change, there mightn't be too many future generations to worry about anyway. Perhaps we can give him some reassurance by reminding him that our very, very, very close friend, the US of the UN of the US of the world, already has bases encircling evil China. Good encircling, not evil encircling. And in one of those totally obtuse Barnacleisms, asked why voters did not like ScoMo, there's an obvious assumption in that question, but for the sake of, let's assume some people might not like ScoMo, hard as it is to believe, Barnacle said, "You don't have to like your dentist, you just have to believe they are competent, because when they have got that drill in your mouth, you want to make sure they hit the right tooth." No, listen, I've got no idea either. Just thought I'd mention it. He certainly had a big week. Look, okay, I'll admit my idea for a Fair Profits True Blue Aussie con mission was a big mistake, utter ineptitude, a gaffe, but thank goodness we have got the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It con mission, or aged care patients in the Southern Cross care string of homes in South True Blue Aussie could have suffered irreparably this week. See, the 1,700 evil union staff it kindly employs and so cares about, and their evil union thought they had protected action, that small opening in which irresponsible workers and unions can take industrial action. Well, they did have the right to protected action, but they didn't have the right to protected action, because Southern Cross took them to the No Longer Work Choices con mission, arguing a five-hour industrial action would put residents at risk. One claim by the workers in the dispute was understaffing, which the caring employer used against the workers, and what do you know? The bench agreed, despite the fact that ScoMo and the team have appointed 100% caring employer commissioners since 2013, knowing they would be totally unbiased. The action would increase the workload for non-union members, the bench ruled. What a sensible, balanced decision, showing that protected industrial action means protecting responsible workers who choose not to join an evil union. Finally, think we can cover this next item without any comment whatever. It unconsciously satirises itself. An event publicised on telly the other day, Fighting for Mental Health, Boxing Challenge. Good morning.